Carter Cross sits in his dimly lit office, contemplating a mahogany box carved with serpentine patterns, a trophy from a man he killed for stealing from him. This moment perfectly encapsulates who Carter is, calculating, ruthless, and unforgiving. As the leader of a rising criminal organization in Chicago's underbelly, Carter has built his empire through strategic violence and an unwavering vision of power. His brothers, Daniel, Jace, and Declan, form his inner circle, each bringing distinct strengths to their operation. When a brewing war erupts between two established crime families, the Old Money Talvarys and the aggressive Romanos, Carter makes a decision that will change everything. He accepts an offer to kidnap Aria Talvary, the protected daughter of his enemy. But Carter's interest isn't merely strategic. 7 years ago, something happened between them at a charity gala, a moment only he remembers, that left him obsessed with possessing her. She looked at him without fear, offering a genuine smile that haunts his dreams. His brothers don't understand his fixation, but they trust his judgment, even when it puts them all at risk. Their empire stands at a crucial turning point: expansion or destruction. Is Carter willing to start a war just to possess one woman? The answer, as his brothers will soon discover through blood and fire, is unequivocally yes. Aria Talvary, a crime lord's sheltered daughter, visits Ironheart Brewery seeking her stolen sketchbook containing the only photo of her murdered mother. Her retrieval mission ends disastrously when armed men abduct her. Thrown into a car trunk, she later confronts Romano, her father's enemy, who brutally kicks her despite her pleas. When Carter Cross appears, Aria's hope for rescue vanishes as he claims her as his possession and imprisons her in a tiny cell with only a mattress and toilet. In this confined space, she alternates between defiance, screaming at surveillance cameras and attacking the door, and utter despair, eventually retreating to the corner. Nightmares of her mother's murder resurface intensely. During these episodes, Carter sometimes rushes to her side. Despite hating her captor, Aria clings to him in these vulnerable moments, begging him not to leave her alone with her demons. "You are mine." Carter's words establish their relationship dynamic from the start. He demands complete submission, requiring her to kneel when he enters and punishing her when she defies him. Yet something unexpected develops. Carter finds himself drawn to Aria's continued resistance. "I don't want you weak," he tells her. "I want you mine." He doesn't seek to destroy Aria, but to possess her entirely, body, mind, and heart. For Aria, the situation is equally complex. Though she hates her captivity, she responds to his touch, craving the pleasure he provides. His acts of bathing, feeding, and pleasuring her create a confusing mixture of shame and desire. Their relationship evolves as Carter grants Aria more freedom within his home, moving her from cell to bedroom and creating a special room for her. Yet these apparent kindnesses always include reminders of her captivity. The diamond necklace serves as a beautiful collar, while security systems ensure she never forgets who controls her world. Carter and Aria's relationship is founded on shared trauma. Aria witnessed her mother's murder by Stefan Romano, while Carter suffered violence from Aria's father. When Carter discovers Romano's identity, he orchestrates a dinner with both Romano and Stefan present. After psychologically tormenting Aria throughout the meal, he reveals his true purpose. "It's a gift for you," offering her a knife and commanding, "Kill him, Aria." Aria attacks Stefan with savage fury, stabbing him repeatedly while screaming with grief. After Stefan lies dead, Carter decapitates him, promising, "He'll never have power over you again. The only thing you have to fear is me." This shared violence cements their bond. Carter provides Aria with vengeance, while Aria proves her capacity for violence equals his own. Their connection deepens when Carter reveals he believes Aria once saved his life during torture by Talvary's men, though his memories may not reflect reality. As their relationship deepens, Aria faces an impossible choice between her family and Carter. When her family attempts a rescue with explosives, Aria makes a shocking decision. She forces Carter at gunpoint to let her family escape, but then chooses to stay with him. This betrayal shatters their trust. Carter's rage turns terrifying as he destroys furniture and chases her through the house. Seeking safety, Aria locks herself in a bulletproof box in his office, the same space that had triggered her claustrophobia earlier. Inside, her pearl necklace breaks, scattering like fragments of their relationship. Carter arranges for her protection at a safe house with 50 guards. Meanwhile, Aria cannot simply return to her family. She's changed too much, become too entangled with him. Their separation becomes another battlefield. Carter wants to punish her betrayal, yet cannot bear losing her. Aria craves freedom from both families' violence, yet needs him. When they reunite, their encounters are explosive-filled, with anger, punishment, pleasure, and desperate confessions of love neither fully trusts. As family tensions peak, devastating revelations emerge. During a confrontation, Aria discloses her suspicion. She was never Carter's savior. The timing, location, and details don't match her memories. Carter's reaction is visceral. His entire worldview collapses as years of obsessive planning crumble. He paces like a caged animal, repeatedly calling her a liar. This uncertainty further fractures their damaged relationship. Aria's pregnancy presents three possible futures: seeking comfort elsewhere while her heart remains with Carter, returning to him despite his darkness, or raising her child alone. At her father's estate, Aria discovers a chilling photograph of Carter's destroyed family home with smoke still rising, confirming her father's direct involvement in Carter's suffering. The final revelation comes when her father admits her mother had been engaged to his brother and pregnant with Aria when seeking protection. He coldly confesses to ordering her mother's execution when she threatened to expose his operations. The climactic confrontation unfolds in Arya's father's office. Carter arrives with his brothers, moving as a lethal unit. When Talvery aims at Carter, Aria lunges protectively as gunfire erupts. Carter takes two bullets, shielding her. Aria kneels beside him, pressing against his wounds, her dream warning, "Hold him tight or else he'll die." When Talvery targets his daughter, Carter's brother ends him with a precise shot. Bloodstained, Aria authoritatively outlines their path forward. She and Carter will lead together. Before leaving for the hospital, she commands, "Burn it down. It was a house fire and nothing more." While recovering, Carter pledges to be worthy of their child, despite fearing his past might be revealed. His persistent proposals end with Arya's tearful acceptance. In this world where loyalty is currency, Carter and Aria create something revolutionary, a partnership based on choice rather than obligation, on love rather than fear. Their journey proves that even in darkness, love can be redemptive, not erasing the past, but creating a future they face together.